I want to do a little level setting for us today. You know, biblically, the scriptures are very clear. We believers are family. This is important. And I understand there's something about a natural family. I got that. But there's also something about spiritual family. Spiritual family that we're going to be guaranteed to be sitting with in heaven. Think about that. Not always natural family, but spiritual family we will. Ephesians 2:19 says we are now part of God's household. Well, that's pretty specific, isn't it? This is not speaking to the whole world. This is speaking to people who follow him. Galatians 6:10, people who follow him. We are a family of believers. It says family. We have a family picture in there. John 1:12, to all who did receive him, Yeshua, the Messiah, he gave them the right to be children of God. And it says again in 1 John 3:1-2, we are his children. Sometimes we have drama here. And then we settle it out. Sometimes the child's running in the hallway here and they crash and they cry and we settle it out. Sometimes food spills here. Have you ever had food spill on Thanksgiving? Sometimes there's great stories to somebody's food spilling on Thanksgiving. There's nothing like a turkey falling off the table. Right? We have oneg afterward. And food spills. We've been a year in this room then. We put this carpet in. We're so excited. We had our very first service with coffee. Do you see where I'm going with that? So then we bought a carpet cleaner. That's true. We bought a carpet. That's the way it goes. If we ever have carpet that doesn't wear out, we're not using it very well, are we? That's what family does together. This is what we do. We're going into this season that accentuates being together. Well, we are a family. Now, there's a way of scripture say that we're family. And it doesn't say that we're family like this. But when we follow, everybody who is a family like this is referred to in scriptures in a whole bunch of places with two words, one another. If we are a kingdom family, in other words, if we have given our life to following the Messiah, if we pursue the Messiah, if we live for the Messiah and we do what he wants, we are a kingdom family. We are for one another. Do you know how many times the scriptures have those two words side by side, one another? Depending on the translation, over 100. One another, one another, one another. So what I'd like to do is look at one another a little bit in scriptures. Are you ready? We'll get into the action here. I'll let you read before me. I'm going to have a shot of water. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves in tender compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another. He's talking to believers here. And forgiving each other. That's pretty close to one another. That's part of that one another group. Forgive each other. If anyone has a grievance against another, there we are again. Just as the Lord pardoned you, so also must you pardon others. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfect harmony. Let the shalom of Messiah rule in your hearts. I want to explain this word shalom. It's not just peace like you feel good. It's an inside out experience. The Lord has this way of bringing shalom and settling our insides. Sometimes we find when people give their life to the Lord, right there, they finish a prayer, they say, I give my life to follow you. And then they finish the prayer and they go, gee, I feel kind of good. I don't know why. That's one of the very first times a lot of people experience true shalom. To this shalom, you were surely called in the body. Also be thankful. Let the word of Messiah dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another. With all wisdom in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Yeshua, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Okay, so a few one another's I want to look at today. I think it's a good time. We're going into a season that there's going to be families and friends and all types of experiences and all types of way. And I want to just pause here and say, we are family. We are one another. First, we're going to go back and I'll read this again, and I'll pull out the first one here. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves in tender compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience, bearing with one another. Bearing with one another, forgiving one another. You know, there's this, do you know there are people in the world that you don't like? Did I just make the big understatement of the morning here? There are probably people in the world that don't like you. It's hard to believe. But there's probably some. And if we look at the bearing with one another, that's saying, look, if you're in the household of faith, you got to get along. You got to get along with one another. For example, here, these are some one another's in scriptures. And you tell me, this is the how. When I grew up in my house, these were, I had expectations of me. Certain things that I had to live in a certain way. If you're going to be part of the family, this is what you do. Well, this is kind of like the family of faith, and these are some of the things. All people will know that you are my disciples, his Talmudim, if you have love for one another. Our very conduct, that agape, the way we treat each other, is one way of showing the whole world that we follow the Lord. We're part of his family. We treat each other in a certain way. Be at peace with one another. This is not shalom. This means make peace. Be hospitable to one another. Every now and then somebody will come and they'll say, you know, Jim, nobody calls me. Pick up the phone. Don't put it on somebody else. It says be hospitable. It doesn't say wait for the call. Somebody recently said, well, I think we should, you know, how do they say this? I think that we should have, you know, people invite others out. So I asked that question. Who have you invited out? Well, nobody, but I think people, be hospitable. Don't envy one another. This is a specific thing. Believers sometimes have this way of looking at other believers and they want what they have. Maybe they want their spiritual giftings. They say, well, this person operates in the spiritual gifts. I wish I had those. Well, you kind of need to take that to the Lord and just be good with what you have, because he's going to grow up something differently in you. It's interesting. I look at Paul and Timothy in the scriptures. Paul, who was like a father to Timothy, Timothy never had the giftings that Paul had. There was only one Paul. We can look at other people in the scriptures. There's only one Moses. Joshua's, his skill set was very different than Moses' skill set. Moses was very good at leading in the wilderness for 40 years. Joshua was very good at building a nation. We have to be ourselves. Gently, patiently, tolerate one another. Gently and patiently. There are times that we are simply going to have to tolerate each other. I don't know why. I don't know what the issues are going to be, but we do need to be focused on tolerating each other. This is, again, in the family business. This is one another, one another. Be like-minded with one another in the manner of Messiah Yeshua. This is crazy. This is Acts 2. Acts 2 is the greatest revival, in my opinion, the greatest revival in the history of the world. The believers, Yeshua has ascended, and he said, go wait for me in Jerusalem. So they go wait in Jerusalem. They were big. There was not that many. They could fit into one room, you know. And they were in there, and it says they were in one accord, like-minded. People will often pray for revivals nowadays. If they want revival, they need to make sure they're in like-mind with the other people around. Because revival comes when there's a like-mindedness. Seek good for one another. Not just our own good. This is selfless. This is agape. Seek for somebody else. Don't complain against one another. You know, we would say gossip, but don't complain about each other. My goodness. So these are conducts. If I have two children, I don't want one child to complain to me about the other child. Do you, parents? When you were a kid, if you had siblings, would your parents like when you complained about the other kid? We are one another. And how we grew up is such a great illustration of this. Even if you grew up in a dysfunctional home, you get these lessons of how not to communicate, or how to communicate, or how to encourage, or how not to encourage. This is the very framework of caring for each other. The one another thing is a big deal for us. And as we go into holidays, remember right here at Beth Messiah, we are one another. In fact, if we're really going to be particular, we're one another all over the world. We could beam ourselves to some other place, some other city, some other country, some other congregation of believers, and we're one another with them. This is a hallmark of being His children. We are the same anywhere we go. We are one another, and we look out for each other. This is one of the reasons there's a verse that says believers shouldn't sue believers. Because that's in to sue another believer contradicts this list that we just went through. We have to get along and work it out. Well, I remember one time somebody said, I know the Bible says not to sue another believer, but I'm doing it anyway. Okay, then I wouldn't ask God for advice. Because he's not going to give advice contrary to, he wants his kids to get along. He wants his kids to care for each other, have relationship with each other, to be kind to each other. That's what this list says. And that's what we are as a community. We've talked about this here for a while at Beth Messiah. It's important for us not to just be a community, but to be a healthy community. Healthy matters to the Lord. It matters to Him. So that's the first thing when we look at it in our one another's. Well, back to our core text, we read on. Let the shalom of Messiah rule in your hearts. To this shalom you were surely called in one body. All right, I want to stop for a minute. One body. There's a lot of expressions about one body. Believers use it pretty well. And it means one unit. And if you're not familiar with when it says one body, what does that mean? Like one group. And that's really what he's trying to illustrate. But we see this again in another particular scripture that is very, very important for us here at Beth Messiah on how we act with one another. We go to 1 Corinthians 12, body. For just as the body is one and has many parts, and all of the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also is Messiah. For in one Ruach and one Spirit, we were all immersed into one body, whether Jewish or Greek, slave or free, all were made to drink of one Ruach. In other words, all received from Him. For the body is not one part, but many. If the foot says, since I am not a hand, I am not parts of the body. Is it therefore not part of the body? Okay. We could go on and we could read 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 13, and 1 Corinthians 14 here at Beth Messiah, and we kind of mash them together. What this tells us for one another is everybody has a part, we're all one, and everybody has a part and gifts and things to bring to the table. So we look at how we get involved and care for each other here. Remember, we're talking about one another here this morning. How do we care for each other? We have something at Beth Messiah, we call it, and it's, you know, I look at this, probably, honestly, probably it's not a good expression anymore. It's a little dated. We call it body ministry. When somebody doesn't know the Lord at all and they give their life to the Lord, they think of body ministry sometimes in different ways, which is true. I've heard that from people who just gave their life to the Lord. But you understand the concept of body ministry. We're one body. How do we care for each other? How do we do that? Maybe in a family, they would say like this. If there's a bunch of kids, you have chores. Your job is to take out the trash. Your job is to do the dishes. Your job is to vacuum the floor. Your job's to, now that's if there's a bunch of kids. In my family, I was the oldest by a long shot, so I didn't get to share with anybody. I did all the work. All the time. I like to tell them that. They don't really care, though. They're young and dumb. But you understand, in the family picture, people would have different assignments and different roles. And we believe at Beth Messiah, people have different assignments and different roles. And some of it's people are learning their gifts, they're learning what they can do, and they just need to start somewhere. Other people have proven a sense of a gift, and they start to grow in things, and they develop a specialty. A specialty example would be something like being a worship leader, or being a speaker, or having a group, a Havara group, a small group in their home. In this body ministry, we want everybody to be involved. If people are Beth Messiah people, we say, well, get involved. And we've got a whole slew of ministries. We have a way of getting people involved. We call it a Rivet class. This is our launching point, or this Rivet class of ours. And once they're through the rivet class, they'll connect with Ulysses. Ulysses, please put your hand up. He is our body ministry director. It's his job to help people find things to do at Beth Messiah. This is what we do. So everybody can get involved. Now, if you are not a Bethite and you're here to worship and hang out with us, great. It's good to have you here. But if you consider this your base, your congregational base, then get involved if you're not involved. And if you are involved, keep working in it. We're family. We take care of each other. People find what they're good at. They find gifts. They find places to grow in. But really, my very first ministry years ago, I was on the worship team, believe it or not, but I wasn't really on the worship team. This was before we had screens, PowerPoint screens. And did anybody remember overhead projectors? So my job was to sit next to an overhead projector and put the song slide on. But I had to face out as a teenager. That was not cool. I wanted to be invisible as a teenager, you know what I mean? But I would sit there and I would, you know, the new song would come on, I'd put it on, then I was supposed to slide the song up so the words would go up to the top so you could see it from the back. It was a crazy, and I did that. I worked in the nursery. Later, the youth group, I did sound, I did all these things, and I just, because family takes care of family, family does for family. If my dad would call me and say, Jim, I need help around the house, I would say, great, call my brother. But family takes care of family, one another. This is what we do. We just went through the list of attitude. That's like an attitude list. Now this is the fact that we do for each other. Do you know who's exempt from doing for each other? Nobody. Nobody's exempt. Oh, I'm a certain age. Let the young people do it. Man, you take that up with God someday. I didn't see any age things in there. Now, there are certain things at age we can't do. I got it. But we look out for each other the best that we can. It wasn't my idea. It's his idea. And this is body ministry. Okay. Our third one another. We'll go back to our passage, our core passage here. Verse 16. Let the word of Messiah dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another. Teaching and admonishing one another. Teaching and admonishing. So this is the funny thing about a family to me, and it has to do with us today, but I want to give you a little illustration. My dad was in the military, and we moved quite a bit. A couple places in Texas, Florida, spent most of my core time in Alaska, and we came here. By the time we came here, I had missed a lot of things that were going on here. Because we were living all over the country, I didn't know what other people in my family did for different functions. We didn't have it. And I missed it. And coming here was a very nice thing for me. I appreciated it. Anybody else move around a lot as a kid? And you miss those things? And all of a sudden you're around. You go, hey, this is great. I can see, I know what it is to be around family members. There's no family members, at least now there is, but there wasn't when I was in Alaska. Well, do you know that's a long way away? I miss that. And in my illustration, my point in saying this is a family has to be together. To be stuck out there in an island somewhere, you miss family. Hebrews 10, not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together, as is the matter of some, but exhorting one another. One another. We've got to be together. If we're going to exhort, we got to be together. Teaching, we're together. It's very difficult to teach when nobody's in the room with me. It's a very difficult thing to be taught if I'm all by myself. We've got to be together. There's a thing, you know, let's say there's a family function and everyone's getting together except one person doesn't show up. Let's say, you know, Eddie, whatever, doesn't show up. And people reach out to Eddie afterward. Where were you, Eddie? Nah, I just didn't want it that day. I just didn't want to show up, you know. Well, are you in the family or not? You going to participate with us or not? It's not about Eddie just sleeping in. Family gets together with family. Then you do it. Not every day. We have busy schedules, right? But we do it. And we do it here on Shabbat. We also do it in Havara, our different groups. We'll do it again next Saturday when Rabbi Frank has his class on Messianic Judaism. We come together whenever we can come together. And we recognize that people, you know, we don't have time to meet every single day of the week, but we can do different things with each other and have specific times for family to come be family. The 14th, when we light our menorahs together. Family with family. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Oh man, this one's really brutal. Speaking together in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. That means, think about this, that you're not singing alone. You're singing when you're with people, when you're with one another. When I was a kid, my parents used to like to sing, and my parents, my dad especially, my memory's right here, used to really enjoy that song, Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care. My name was Jimmy. He thought that was funny to sing that song. Survival of the fittest, I'm telling you. I had to put up my feelings. We're just crushed. He wasn't picking on me. But they would sing in the car, you know, hey, come on, sing with us, Jimmy. Yeah. And then my mom and dad were always singing in the car. We come together, we sing. And your voice might be horrible. So what? Sing anyway. He never says have a good voice. We read on. I myself am convinced about you that you're also full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and are able to instruct one another. We need to be at the point that we can encourage. Earlier, we had read the word admonish one another when we were reading in Colossians 3. Admonish is just encouraged and warn. Exhort, warn, sing together, hear instruction, also instruct together. This is not, you know, we don't do it just for all of us over a certain age. We do it in Shabbat school. We do it on Wednesday nights with our youth group and POGs. All the time, we want to learn and be in a place to help instruct others. And a good, healthy accountability, being subject to one another. In other words, we're family. We look out for each other and we listen to each other. We're not just freewheel in it. Being one another is a heavy thing, and it's a most wonderful thing too. We don't have, you know, this free living. And I think it is for some people, it's a hard thing to give that up, especially Western society. We want to just do whatever we want to do. But in reality, we need each other. We need each other very much. At Beth Messiah, we come together because God knows it's good for us to be together. And it's good for us to dwell in unity. That's one of my very favorite old songs. The very first song I think I learned in Hebrew. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. We need each other. We get along. We always work on it. We work on it with people we don't like. We work on it with people we do like. We work on it with people that don't like us. I remember I've had someone not like me. I like them. I don't know why they didn't like me. I just figured it was probably demon possession or something. I mean, who wouldn't like me? Who wouldn't like you? Amen? So we're going into this Thanksgiving season and the holiday season, you know, December 14th and all this type of thing. You're one of us and we're one of you. Isn't that wonderful? It doesn't matter where we are in our point of maturity. Maybe some of you have been believer longer than others. Maybe some of you are new believers. Who cares? We're one of each other here in the name of the Lord. Amen? So please stand up. Lord God, we come to you with one another because it's your design. And we come to you because of this, because we meet your design, with great expectations that you are always faithful to honor your word. Here you call us to be one another. We know that you'll build in this way. We know that you'll minister in this way, and we seek you for it. We seek you for more revelation, Lord, not because we're arrogant, because we're responding to your directives, because we're responding to what you have in mind. Help us with our one another. Help us receive one another. Help us receive new one another's. Help us invite people to be part of our one another. Help us be good carers for our one another. Help us instruct and be instructed and be accountable and also hold for accountability with one another. Help us with caring for one another through tasks. All in your name, Lord. You have made the way. We are your children. We are your earthly family. Thank you for this good thing. Thank you, Lord. B'shem Yeshua. Amen. Yevarechach Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ye'er Adonai panav aliyecha v'yunecha. Yesei Adonai panav aliyecha v'yaseim lecha. Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Be blessed, one another.